We are now going to Hilchis Sukkah in preparation for Yantif. We are up to from the previous year, Simen Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph, the halacha of Chamsa Meruba Mitzilsa and the Dinim of Schach. The Mishnah tells us in Sukkah that a Sukkah that whose Schach is Chamsa Meruba Mitzilsa, where there's more sun than Schach, it is Pasul. So the Mishnah Berurah brings that Rashi explains that is because of Bittul Barov. If it is mostly sun, it's as if you don't have a roof altogether. So now we get to the halachas of Tzilsa Merubas Chamsa in the Schach, Tofresh Lamed Aleph. We'll be doing the first five Si'ifim. Sif Aleph. Sukkah Shechamsa V'Tzilsa Shovim Milamala. If up on the roof there is an equal amount of schach and sail, if schach and sun, sail and sun, sail and chama, it is psula lufisha chama mispashetes berichuka v'yeh lemato chamsa meruba mitzilsa. So up on top it's even, but down at the bottom you're going to end up having more chama than sail because the chama spreads out. Avalim chamsa v'tzilsa shavim lemato ksheira. But if down at the bottom they're equal, that means that up on top it was Tzilsa Merubah Mechamsa. Since on top it's Tzilsa Merubah Mechamsa, and on the bottom it's not Chamsa Merubah Mitzilsa, the halacha is that that is a sukkah that has chach, and it's therefore kosher. Sif Beis. Im Barov Mimena Tzilsa Merubah Shnei Mashahuyim. If in Rov of the sukkah, it is Tzilsa Merubah by two Mashahus, Uvamiyut mimena, and a smaller part of the sukkah, chamsa meruba mashahu, and the rest, the minority of it, you have a drop more of chama than sail. Beinyan shekeshenitztaref yachad hachama vatzel shel kol hasukkah yitzilsa meruba mechamsa mashahu, in a way that if you add it all up, there'll be a little bit of tzel more than chama. The halacha is kshera. So here the halacha is it is kosher. Now this halacha means that if in the majority of it it's Tzilsa Merubah Mechamsa, and enough that the amount that it's more Tzilsa Merubah Mechamsa will make up for the Chamsa Merubah Mitzilsa of the minority, it is kosher. How about the other way around? What if in a miut of it, it is Tzilsa Merubah Mechamsa by a lot, and in the majority of it, it's Chamsa Merubah Mitzilsa by a little bit? Do we say that on the whole, if you average the whole thing together, it is Tzilsa Merubah Mechamsa and kosher? So there the halacha is not. That means you need two things. You need one that on the whole, for the entire sukkah, you have more tzel than chama. And number two, for the majority of area in the sukkah, you have more tzel than chama. But if for the majority of the sukkah you have a drop more chama, and then you have a minority where you have a lot of tzel, that is not going to be able to save the majority where it's chamsa meruba mitzilsa. Hagah, says the Ramah, v'yesh machmirim im asuka gedola, v'yesh mokam zayin al zayin shechamsa meruba, af al pisha b'tzir of kol asuka hever atzel meruba. There are two kinds of sukkahs. There's a sukkah gdola and a sukkah ktana. A sukkah ktana is one that is just 7 by 7 tefachim. A sukkah gdola is larger than that. In a sukkah gdola, let's say you have a large sukkah, and in that sukkah there's one part of it that has 7 by 7 tefachim that is chamsa merubah mitzilsa. The Ramah holds that is pasul. Since that has a shear of schach, of sukkah, its schach that is pasul will pasul that area. Now, all it'll pasul is that area, which means that even according to the Ramah, who is machmir on an area that is 7 by 7 tefachim and is chamsa meruba mitzilsa, that's only with regard to sitting in that area. What happens if you sit in the rest of the sukkah? The halacha is that it's kosher. Unless that area that is 7 by 7, that is chamsa meruba mitzilsa, stretches across the sukkah in a way that you're no longer left with three walls if you make that the end of your sukkah. So, once again, the Ramah is machmir, that even if the sukkah on the whole is Tzilsa Merubah Mechamsa, and the majority of the sukkah is Tzilsa Merubah Mechamsa, if you have a complete area of 7 by 7 tefachim that is chamsa merubah mitzilsa, the halacha is that it's possible. Siv Gimel. Derech hasichuch Leos kal kedei sheyiro mimenu hakochavim hagdolim. Hagdolim, yeah. The normal way to make a sukkah is that it not have a roof, that it have schach on top of it, in a way that you can at least see some of the large stars. Hoysa mu'uva kamin bayis. What happens if it's thick like a house? Afa pishena kochav nire mitocha kshera. Even though you couldn't see the stars, the halacha is that it is kosher. So the halacha is, what stars are we talking about? We're talking about the stars that are so bright you can even see them before it gets dark. Those stars are supposed to be visible from the sukkah. Now, the shaila is that really the halacha? Is it derech or is it really lechatchila? Is it mutar lechatchila to cover your sukkah so well that you can't see any stars? So Mishnah Brura brings a machlokas. One thing he does say is that as long as there's some part of the sukkah that you can see the stars from, that's good enough. It's just if it's completely closed from all sides, there we say that you have to be able to see the stars. Now the Mishnah Brura brings down the Eidea in the Rishonim that if the sukkah schach is so thick that the rain couldn't come through, then that is like a house. And people are going to come and just stay in their house. They won't even bother putting on the schach. Meaning, if the schach is so thick that it would keep the rain out, there's a chash that people are going to confuse this with a real house. Says the Mishnah Brura, you can thin it out. And if you thin it out, we don't call this tasa v'lo min ha'osli. Thinning it out is like creating the schach, and it is still kosher. Further, sivdalet hoya kisui dak. What happens if the covering is very thin? Dak ma'od sheyesh ba'avir harbe ad she'en gimel tfakim b'makom echad u'bein akol silsim rub mechamsa k'shera. As long as you don't have seven tfakim of avir, or you do not have you do not have chamsa merub mitzilsa in the entire thing. So the halacha is that it is kosher. That means if you have seven tefachim of if you don't have gimel tefachim in one place, this is the halacha we're going to learn later, that avir passels, air passels in three tefachim, but three tefachim going from one end of the sukkah to the other. If you have an entire three tefachim going from one end to the other, then that will of avir that will passel the sukkah. So let's say you have large pockets that are chamsa merub mitzilsa. The halacha is that it's still kosher. We saw before, unless it's Zion al Zion according to the Ramah, but otherwise, if the sukkah is just barely chamsa, barely tilsim ruv mechamsa, it is still kosher as long as you don't have avir of gimel tefachim in one place. Which brings us to sifhei. Hoya sichuch meduvlol. The schach is up and down. Vuhu hasichuch shi miktsaso lamalo, miktsaso lamata. Some is here, some is there, meaning some is on a higher level, some is on a lower level. So the halacha is like this: kosher ubavach lo yeh bina olav ayorid gimel tefachim. If they're within three tefachim of one another, we say lavud and it's kosher. Vim hoya barochiv zehol tefach o yoser. What happens if the width of your pieces of schach is more than a tefach? So there the halacha is afal pishu gavoa mi gimel tefachim, even though they're more than three tefachim apart. Rowan also kiilu yorad lamata v'nogal besvas zehayorid. It's as if it comes down, so that if it's a tefach thick, even though it's more than three tefachim apart, it's as if it comes down, and they all meet, and it's all one schach. V'nogeya besvas zehayorid. It's as if it's touching the schach that's lower. V'hu shiye mechuvin keneget svas hayorid. That is that it is aligned with the airspace between. Between the pieces of schach that you have there. So if on a lower level you have schach and space, and on an upper level, more than three tefachim, you have schach that would fit into that space, and the schach is more than a full tefach wide, the halachi is that that is kosher, it is mitzarev to make it tzilsim ruv mechamsa. Says the Ramah, dahainu, sheish ba'aver shebein atachton tefach, sheroi lohorid ha'elyon, as long as you have a tefach of airspace. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Ramah is passing like the Ritva Shita, that it doesn't have to be that the airspace is the full size of the schach that you have on top of it. As long as you have a tefach of airspace and the schach is more than a tefach wide, that is enough to be machshirit. V'oz ksheira afilu chamsa meruba sheyatzel meruba kishachama be'emza. Even though when your schach is on different levels, so the sun will be able to come in on an angle, as long as when the sun is directly above, it will not be able to come in, the halacha is that that is kosher.